one of those days in the dark when the world's made a terrible mark on my softened skin that I covered up after the fact. It was colder than I thought. Said I'm never gonna leave this spot. And I got down low like the place was under attack. March wind was a trickster. He was cooking up a mixture. All the winter left there on the shelf. I was shaking in my cotton shirt, complaining how my body hurt. Staying at home, feeling sorry for myself. Put on your shoes, it's up to you. You gotta move your feet or the demon's gonna do you in. You can lie down when you're dead, said the voice in the back of my head. I don't wanna live under the devil's rolling pin. There's a club at the end of the block, and the beer list's written in chalk. And I walked in like I was going back for more. And I said, is this seat taken? And I fear my back is breaking. And the thin man at the table said, it's yours. And that high and lonesome sound, those guys were picket hands, weaving in and out of the microphone stands. We raised a mason jar to Scruggs, tore up that old bar rug. To my ice cold bones didn't bother me so bad. Put on your shoes, it's up to you. You gotta move your feet or the demon's gonna do you in. You can lie down when you're dead, said the voice in the back of my head. I don't wanna live under the devil's rolling pin. Wholesome rugged band had the whole room in their hands. When they said goodnight, we hollered, play one more. Everyone was feeling fine. They did the last one double time. Couldn't believe it hadn't been this way before. Put on your shoes, it's up to you. You gotta move your feet or the demon's gonna do you in. You can lie down when you're dead, said the voice in the back of my head. I don't wanna live under the devil's rolling pin. No, I don't wanna live under the devil's rolling pin. I don't wanna live under the devil's rolling pin.
That's Shona Caspi with Devil's Rolling Pin from her album Apartments for Lovers. It came out at the end of 2014. Absolutely fabulous album. Comes with artwork by Shona Caspi as well. I'm a big fan of her art. It's great to have her join us on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference. Great to have you join us today, Shona.
Thanks for having me here, Jan.
You must be pretty pleased with the way things have gone for Apartments for Lovers. It's been doing very well as an album. And a couple of the songs from the album were actually in the Songs of the Heart competition that takes place every year. The first song we played, Devil's Rolling Pin, was one of them. We're going to hear the other song at the end of this interview. You must be pretty pleased with the response the album's received.
Yeah, it's been a real honor, and it was a bit of a scary album to make because it's a solo guitar voice record. I wasn't sure how people would respond to it, so I'm really happy that it's going over so well.
You're actually a classically trained folkie. You really trained in classical acoustic guitar, didn't you?
I actually started my training as a classical singer, so I sang in children's choirs for a long time when I was younger. And then I went to an arts high school, and then I went to York University and studied music there. And when I started there, I was studying as a classical singer. And I had started playing classical guitar when I was in high school, so I was also a classically trained guitar player. And then once I got to university and was writing more songs, it kind of morphed into the more folk sound that I have now.
So tell us a little bit about your writing style. Devil's Rolling Pin is a very interesting song in its own right. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Devil's Rolling Pin is a true story. It is based on a night that I once had at the Transat Club in Toronto. It's the bluegrass night. But it's that overwhelming feeling that we all get when we just kind of want to stay home. It's yucky out. The weather's not good. You kind of feel achy and just want to stay home and lie on the couch. But I found that every time I feel that way, if I really do get myself up and out the door, I never regret it. And that was one of those nights that I had, and thought it was worth writing a song about.
We have a guitar in the studio. You're going to play something live for us. Interestingly, often when we do these interviews at the conference, people are very enthusiastic about playing songs from their current album. But what you're going to do is actually play us something new.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, my album came out in 2014 and we're now in 2015. And I already feel like it's over. So I'm really excited about the new songs. I spent last winter, a lot of it, writing new songs. So I've been pulling those out at the conference. They're a little scarier to play live, but I'm going to try one for you. It's called Take This Mountain, and it was inspired by a trip that I took to North Carolina this past year, where they have the lovely Blue Ridge Mountains. And I think when I came home, I had mountains on the brain, and I had banjos on the brain.
So this is Shauna Caspi with Take This Mountain, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
So you say, there's a mountain in your way. Cast a shadow on your days. So you say, take a breath. Soon you'll see more than trouble at your feet, and the climb's not so steep. Take a breath and soon you'll see, and take this mountain and make it yours. Won't try to move it anymore. Let that rest be your reward, and take this mountain and make it yours. On side, you can build a house with a window looking out down the valley where you left your doubt. On side, you can build a house, but stay close to the winding stream. It'll wash away those bitter dreams till the water runs clean. Stay close to the winding stream, and take this mountain and make it yours. Won't try to move it anymore. Let that rest be your reward, and take this mountain, make it yours. There's an early train, there's an empty lane that stretches out across the range. Don't look up for who to blame when there's a mountain in your way. And you will sleep like a grizzly bear. When you wake, that mountain air will fill your lungs and comb your hair. You will sleep like a grizzly bear. So you say, there's a mountain in your way. Well, that mountain's what you make. So you say, you'll take this mountain and make it yours. Won't try to move it anymore. Let that rest be your reward. And take this mountain and make it yours.
That's a new song from Shauna Caspi on Folk Roots Radio today. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference in the mobile studio. I'm always fascinated about the way you play because you tend to hold the instrument really quite upright, and it seems quite unusual compared to all of the other people that I see play. Is that because you were classically trained, or do you just find it more comfortable playing like that?
I guess it's both. It does come from the classical training, because I know no one can see us on the radio right now, but classical guitar players usually play sitting down in a chair with their left foot propped up, and so the guitar kind of tilts a little bit. And that's how I learned how to play fingerstyle guitar. And so now that I play as a singer-songwriter standing up, I just find that that position in the guitar neck puts my fingers and wrist in a more comfortable place.
The new songs, they'll appear on the next album. One of the interesting things about the album process, because of the time it takes between writing the songs, recording the songs, pulling it all together, getting the artwork, there's quite a lot of time involved. And it's inevitable that one might feel afterwards, within a fairly short space of time, I need to be getting back in the studio. I need to work on some new songs. Do you find it very easy to come up with the material for new songs?
No, I do not. I really need the time and space to write. I know a lot of people who seem to be able to just go on tour, and every once in a while they'll pull over to the side of the road and write a new song, and I just can't do that. So in order for me to write, I have to be in a fairly quiet and still environment. And so if I'm on tour a lot, which I had been at the time, I didn't have that time. And so the new songs that I'm playing now came out of a period of time where I had a writing grant from the Toronto Arts Council. And so I actually was able to be at home and be able to be more focused.
We live in a social media age. I follow you on Facebook, and you're often on tour because that's a lot of what artists need to do. But you're also a painter as well. You've started creating your own artwork. And I often hear about stories that have prompted you to want to paint while on tour. And perhaps it's a landscape you've come across and something like that. And I always find it fascinating, because it seems to me that you find it very easy to find new subjects to paint, but not necessarily new subjects to write songs about.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never really did much traveling when I was growing up. So definitely in the past 2 years of making this album and touring, and I've seen more of Canada than I ever have before. And Canada, I don't know if you know this, is incredibly beautiful. And there is no end of landscapes that you can paint in this country. And now that I'm touring outside of the country as well, I'm starting to see, you know, where I can find beautiful places outside of Canada. And I guess that's just too easy, you know? It's right in front of you. You can take a picture of it. You can paint it. But in order to come up with something to write, I find it a lot more difficult. And probably part of that is just me being more critical of myself when my art is music rather than painting. I give myself a lot of leeway as a painter, because I don't really consider myself a visual artist. Whereas as a musician, I really put a lot of pressure on myself.
That's interesting you should say that, because, you know, I know it's your own album, but you have a couple of great pieces on the album. And I know if people go to your website at seanacaspi.com, they can also see some of your art on there. It's fascinating. It gets into that real, you know, the psyche of the artistic mind, that some things you feel, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not really a painter, so I'm not going to be quite so critical, but I really am a musician. And, you know, yeah, maybe that song isn't really quite ready to see the light of day. Saying that, you're going to play another song for us just now, and it's going to be another new song.
Yes.
So tell us about this one.
So this is a song, you mentioned that you had seen Manitoba Hal earlier today. Manitoba Hal's manager, Nicole Colbeck, did a songwriting challenge that she put out to some of her songwriter friends last year, where whoever wanted to be part of it would join the group, and then every week Nicole would send us a prompt, and we would have to write on that prompt for only 1 week. And at the end of the week, we would have to show everybody the song that we wrote. And I was sure that I was not going to be able to do this, but I thought it would be a really interesting exercise. So I took it on. It was 4 weeks long. We had a different prompt every week. And I just assumed that I would never play those songs for anybody ever again. But there's this one that it was actually the first week that we did it. The song that came out of that week, I liked enough to be playing it live, and I've been continuing to play it.
And what's the name of that song?
The song is called Never Enough, and that was also the prompt that we got.
This is Seana Caspi with Never Enough, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Nothing comes apart like a mother's good heart when a boy's been living rough. She lit another candle for soul, but it was never enough. She came here looking for peace in all her worry and grief, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief. She bowed her head like a good book said, trying hard to settle up. She said another prayer to keep him safe, but it was never enough. She came here looking for peace in all her worry and grief, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief. But those words can't bury the beast. He's still gonna come out and bare his teeth, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little release. She said, oh, won't you put me back together? Know that I've been gone a long time. I know I'm gonna have to do better. Lord, won't you save my child? And if the good Lord knows everything that goes on, he's gonna call her bluff. She put another dollar in the bowl, but it was never enough. She came here looking for peace in all her worry and grief, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief. Those words can't bury the beast. He's still gonna come out and bare his teeth, calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief. Calling up to heaven and hoping for a little relief.
That's Shona Caspi with Never Enough on Folk Roots Radio. We're at the Folk Music Ontario Conference in the Mobile Studio. That's a new song that will hopefully appear on the next album. Any idea when we'll expect to see that? I imagine it's, well, got to get the funding together, work out the studio time, make sure I have enough songs. Any idea roughly?
I've been thinking about it. I've only started to think about what I want to do for this next album. I was kind of optimistically hoping in the next year, so, you know, by 2017, but I'm hoping that's going to be the case. I'm hoping sometime in 2016 the process will begin.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, which is www.shaunacaspi.com. It's Shauna with a W. Or you can find me pretty much anywhere you find people on the internet these days. So I'm on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube.
I mentioned at the start of this interview that you had two songs that were recognized in the Songs from the Heart competition. The second one I absolutely love because it has an incredibly important political message, and that's Not So Silent. It's on the Apartments for Lovers album. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that song?
Sure. I've been playing that song now for about 3 years, and the more I play it, the more layers it takes on. So I always wonder, what part of that can I tell in the short period of time we have? It is a song that mentions a lot of women, but it's not a song just for women. It's a song for all of us. I think that it's important now more than ever for us to get together and speak up about things that we think are wrong, and speak up when we want change to happen. And when we do that together, we can be more powerful and louder as a group than we can when it's just one voice. So that's what this song is about.
Let's play that now. Shauna Caspi, I wanted to thank you for joining us today. This is Shauna Caspi with Not So Silent from Apartments for Lovers. And you've been listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm John Hall.
Sisters who are stolen in the missing person files, the stories unreported that never go to trial.
louder. We are louder than them. For the daughters who have disappeared when they stood to disobey. When a life that's lived in freedom is a threat to some old way. The sentence is cut short when there is so much more to say. We are louder. We are louder than them. We will not be silent, and we will not be shamed, and we will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. Don't come for permission. There are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out for those who cannot. Neighbors warned, don't walk alone down streets we thought we knew. Suddenly we're reckless, and the consequences due to the men who just can't help themselves and the courts who wave them through. We are louder. We are louder than them. To the officer who looked at her, said she was to blame. Woman charged in self-defense when the judge denied her claim. The history that haunts us and the fear that never goes away. We're louder. We are louder than them. We will not be silent. We will not be shamed. We will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. For permission, there are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out for those who cannot. There are no isolated incidents. We are not isolated innocents. It's more than just coincidence, and we are louder. Urgency that drives us, and mercy that survives us. It's her and him and I and us, and we are louder. Oh, we are louder than them. We are louder. We are louder than them. So let's choose change to counter danger. Love the company we keep. Rise to those who challenge us and dare to call us weak. When equality has fallen from the language that they speak, we are louder. We are louder than them. We will not be silent, and we will not be shamed, and we will not sit still and bend our will in honor's name. Permission. There are no warning shots. We are the voices that call out for those who cannot. We are the voices that call out for those who cannot. We are the voices that call out for those who cannot.